Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. This morning we're visiting with Miss Nene, and some of you know her as Janine Knopp, but good morning, Miss Nene.
Oh, good morning, LaVon.
We want to talk about something that really exploded, blasted off, actually on the 5th instead of the 4th.
Yes, that is correct. We extended the celebration farther into the calendar that way.
And we're going to continue to celebrate every Saturday morning at 7:45, but if you're busy at that time, no matter.
It does not matter, because with the wonderful technology and the computer and websites, it's very easy to have a program, a radio show, cataloged in the library at the KJN website. So if you want to listen to our new show, LaVon's and my new show called Family Fun in the Kitchen with LaVon and Miss Nene, it will be aired 7:45 every Sunday, or rather Saturday morning.
Yep.
Every Saturday morning. But after that, if you've missed it, no need to worry, because you can go to the KJN website and click on that link to Family Fun in the Kitchen and hear our cheery voices.
And if you've missed one, I mean, maybe not only the first one, but later on, you don't get to hear one, they'll be there. And because sometimes there'll be a recipe, and the recipe will be there.
That is correct.
Sometimes there won't be a recipe.
Exactly.
But there'll always be some kind of fun tip, fun activity. And because, remember, the title is Family Fun in the Kitchen.
And the focus on this is we're meandering a different way. When you talk about a usual food program, as you mentioned, LaVon, sometimes we'll be doing recipes and sometimes we won't. And that's kind of where we take it a little different direction. But always, always, we are focusing on family. How can what you do in the kitchen cause positive experiences for not just you in the kitchen, but your children in the kitchen? Maybe even grandma and grandpa who haven't had that experience in the kitchen, and you're the one who is the authority or has the knowledge of cooking and baking, and you're wanting to teach them some new things. That's what this show is all about. We're wanting to bring the aspect of the entire family working together, developing positive family relationships in the kitchen, with the venue of the kitchen, and doing that by cooking and baking.
Working together to create memories. That's
years
from now, you know, whenever you do that event, one of the children or the grandchildren will say, "Remember when?" And you will have thought, well, that was sort of ordinary, but to the child, it's not.
Exactly. And you know, there's nothing yet that I've discovered better than getting together with that younger person in your family and letting them experience the textures of ingredients, getting ingredients ready for a very simple recipe that you can use to teach this child. And you know, won't be talking just about food, because that's a time, it's a relaxing time when a child will open up and start talking about other events in their life. And maybe that's when, perhaps if there are stresses in the family, perhaps that's when this will come out. And it might be tears, it might be smiles, but it's a time to be together with a child, with a younger person in the family, and to help them in the experience of life.
And it might be brothers and sisters, or, you know, maybe they don't usually do things together because they have their separate interests. Maybe coming to the kitchen and making something together will be a good time for them to experience that together time. Because again, those memories down the road, you go, remember when we did this together? I just think the kitchen is such a great place for memory making. And as you said, building relationships.
You bet.
When we talk about those kinds of things, you know, if one of the things that I just know somebody is saying is, oh, but that takes more time and it's so messy. But hey, it's good time.
Exactly. And there are messes with a lot of things in life. You know? We just go in and clean them up. This can be as easy to clean up as grabbing a broom and a dustpan, as far as that goes. Yes, you can expect those types of situations in the kitchen. And I make messes as I bake, but I clean them up. And so that's part of the whole process. And you know, when you really stop and think about life, as I mentioned, we all make messes, but the big thing is cleaning them up and then moving on and learning from those experiences and those messes.
And learning that cleaning up is just a part of that whole life process. Well, some people may be saying, you know, maybe they don't know Miss Nene. Maybe they don't know LaVon. They're going, well, why are they doing this and what experience do they have? So, Miss Nene, why don't you talk a bit about your experience and why you want to do this?
I grew up on the apron strings of my mom on the prairies of North Dakota. I was a 4-H member starting at age 10, but if I could have joined when I was younger than that, I would have. I had an older sister, and I went to, followed her to every meeting because I was so interested in what was being taught at those 4-H meetings. And I happened to land really in the Food and Nutrition Project. That was really my favorite, other than showing livestock. That was my favorite. I love to cook, and all my 4-H demonstrations were based on cooking and baking. That I should say baking is where my heart really is. So even back then, as a 10-year-old, my focus was on food, and it just amazes my older sister that I could really have so many specific memories of working in the kitchen with my mom and baking, just the specific techniques that she taught me or told me, and that my sister doesn't remember. And so I think I was destined to do this. I received my bachelor's degree at North Dakota State University in home economics education with a minor in food nutrition. And then at that point, I worked at an upper Midwest power company demonstrating small electrical appliances in the kitchen.
And you got to try new recipes, I'm sure, and how that worked for people.
Yes, and being involved with teaching through cooking schools that we planned and developed through our office. We were also on radio and television promoting these appliances. It just was like a magnet to me. I was very much drawn to that world and continue to be. After marrying, I decided to be a stay-at-home mom, and that's what I wanted to do. And one of the most joys for me in life has been teaching our two daughters how to bake. They were wonderful 4-H members. They were champion bakers in their years in 4-H. And it's not just the thought that I taught them how to bake, but it was those experiences that we had together, the conversations we had together when we were in the kitchen working together. That was the most awesome time of life. And now they have that legacy, and they then can pass that on to their children.
And one of the things that I see that you haven't mentioned, that you as a parent, as a teacher, you know, when you're doing that, you're teaching a lot of science and technology,
yes,
and so on, you know, things that maybe the kids don't think about, well, hey, I'm learning all this stuff. But when you are cooking, you're really a scientist in a way. And you taught your kids creative thinking because you created recipes. So, you know, there were just so many things that you as a parent mentored and were a good example of and were teaching and passing on. And now you're doing that for your grandchildren.
Yes.
And I guess I started in 4-H when I don't remember if I was 10 or 12, but, you know, went through 4-H. And actually, most of my work was in clothing rather than food nutrition. But as I went on in college at Iowa State University, then Iowa State College, Iowa State University, one of my favorite courses was catering. And the tea room there, we had to plan, we had to set up, you know, decorate, have a theme, prepare all the food, and serve it to a pretty good number of people. And working with the other people in the kitchen, planning all that was a joy. I really, really enjoyed that. And then went on, of course, to teach home economics and work in extension for many, many years. And then I got kind of to go back to that catering part at the Harrisdale Homestead when I managed that bed and breakfast. And we had small groups, we had big groups, people had special menus, or we did a theme and got to try out lots of new recipes. And I guess that's when I really got into more interest in local foods, using fresh, locally grown foods. And thank goodness that continues to grow a bit. And we'll be talking about that, of course, because that's one of my interests. So together, well, we didn't even want to hardly add up our years, Ms. Nene, of how many years of experience we have to share. But we have stories to tell.
Oh, yes. That's the fun part. And I think, LaVon, you and I just have an enjoyable time visiting with each other. And we hope that this comes through the microphones and into the radios and the computers of your homes, the listeners' homes, to catch on to the joy that we have with cooking and baking.
You bet. It seems like when we get together, we have to look at the clock once in a while and go, oh my goodness, that time has just passed, because one topic leads to another topic too. Yes, we have such fun together and sharing all those kinds of things. So be sure to turn on your radio on Saturday morning at 7:45 a.m. Mm-hmm. or look for us at KJN.com, and we're going to be letting you know how you can ask us questions, mm-hmm. give us subjects for the program.
Exactly.
By texting, calling, and we'll have a whole list there that you can contact us.
Yes.
So remember to tune in to Family Fun in the Kitchen with LaVon and Miss Nene. And until next time, here's a thought from an 8-year-old. You really shouldn't say I love you unless you mean it. But if you mean it, you should say it a lot. People forget.